Every Friday, we like to take the opportunity and spotlight some of our local businesses. And one of those is called Plume. And Angie Lay, the owner of Plume, joins us in the studios on this Friday afternoon. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It is our pleasure. I've been aware of your business for about a year or so now, just because of, you know, your advertising with us, and hopefully it's worked well for you.
Yes.
We like to hear that. But you have a unique shop, and once I really started doing some digging into it, I got really fascinated and kind of excited for a variety of reasons. Artisan soaps have really come to be a thing over the past few years, haven't they?
They have. And people, I think, don't realize these soaps are so moisturizing. So many people come in and they say, oh, I can't use it. It's too pretty to use. But my response is, use it. I will make more.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Because we all remember the ones. I remember my grandmother had the ones that were like seashells.
Right?
You didn't use the seashells. Uh-huh. They were just decorative.
They just look pretty.
Yeah, they look pretty. But there really is a talent and a knack for making artisan soaps, because it really has kind of taken off, and you see it in all the big chains and everything like that. But those handcrafted ones are really the ones that are really special, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I mean, they're all designed, you know, by the artisan. So they're all specific and unique. But the thing that really stands out, I think what has grown in popularity, is the fact that they're all made from butters and oils. And so people say, oh no, I use, you know, body shower gel.
Right.
And they don't realize that if they're using the bar soaps, their body is so much more moisturized. And that's a big benefit of the soap as well.
Yeah. See, you know, and you know, I think about, you know, hair care products. I don't buy hair care products. I just, you know, whatever. I got nothing.
I have a good shampoo bar for you.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Because I got nothing to work with. It really is, you know, almost scientific. Let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started doing this?
So I was in corporate accounting for 20 years.
Okay.
Started out as an accountant, and I'm glad that I did. I always enjoyed accounting. I ended as a controller in a manufacturing company here in town. And I was having a lot of health issues from stress, and just really needed to make some sort of a change. And so we decided to start this business. My husband and I talked about it, and we decided to start this business. And I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but own my own business, but
sure.
I wasn't sure what. Someone I had worked with had made soaps, and I've always been clean products. My daughter hated me growing up because she couldn't go shop at Bath & Body and different, you know, places. And so, we started and thought this might be a good place to start.
So it didn't start off as a hobby. It was just something you decided.
Yeah, it was an intentional business.
Okay,
yes.
So you really dove into it.
Yes.
And, you know, was it a sharp learning curve?
It really wasn't. I mean, people have asked, like, how did I start it so quickly? So I quit my job in June, and I started this business. My launch date was October 1st.
Oh, wow.
So I was making soap quickly, and I really hadn't made soap much before that. I've always been a baker and, you know, always doing my research on clean products anyway. And so all that came real easy to me. It really was just, you know, again, the 20 years of business helped me as well. Start my own business so quickly and jump into it. The marketing side, I always say, is not my forte, but it's what I've done has worked. It's helped. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Visiting with Angie Lay. She's the owner of Plume here in Decatur. Actually, and I do want to remind folks, you actually started off down in Elwyn, but you have a new location. You have moved, and you are out in the Long Creek area,
correct.
Right?
Yes. I've been about 6 weeks out there. I've received new customers coming in saying, hey, I was always going to get out there, but just haven't made it, you know, it's
right.
All the way across town. So now that you're closer. So it's been really good. I wanted to move quickly because when the place came available, because I knew it was the holiday season and I would get more customers. And
you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
jump on it
when you got
the chance. Okay. So what all goes into making soap?
So making soap, you start with butters and oils and you use lye. That process turns the ingredients into soap.
Okay.
After a day or two, you technically have soap, but then it sits on the cure rack for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm pretty much at the place where I'm done. I don't have soap available. What I have made is what's going to be available by Christmas. Okay. I can't really, the next couple of weeks, I can't really stock soap.
so you've got what you've got at this point, and that's going to get you through the rest of the holiday season.
Correct.
So, yes. But you're already planning out into the new year and beyond,
but
obviously.
But I started with soap, and after that, I started slowly adding on different products. So we now do bath bombs. We have something called shower bombs. It's like a bath bomb for the shower.
Really?
We have hair products. We have skincare. My facial products are really nice. People don't realize, I think. I had another local business owner tell me, doing craft shows, I've bought a lot of handmade products. And she said, yours, I expected to kind of be the same thing. But she said, when I tried your face products, she's like, I'm blown away.
What sets it apart?
Just
the care and love you put into it.
I use all plant-based ingredients.
Okay.
And so I don't use some of the chemicals or the fillers that, a lot of the major manufacturers use. And so because I don't have all that, it's using mostly ingredients that's going to be very effective.
That's awesome.
I do a lot of research. I know what I want. I know what I want it to be. Number one is quality for me.
And obviously, there are different scents involved with soaps as well, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming those are all natural as well, right?
Yes. All of my... I do use some essential oils.
Okay.
The fragrances I use are all phthalate-free fragrance.
Okay.
And so there are so many people that have told me, I haven't been able to use fragrance before, but I can use yours. And so that's a difference between some of the shops that, carry fragrant products.
The mass-produced stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that really makes the difference, and that's what I love about small local businesses. Because, you're able to handcraft these things. And they really make a truly unique gift. And you've got some great gift ideas. I was looking through the website, and you've got, like, a Soap of the Month Club.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. Explain some of the different options for folks.
We have multiple subscriptions. And so you can sign up for some of the subscriptions that it goes out every month. That's one of the marketing things I think that helped me from the beginning, is that every single month I create two brand new soaps.
Okay.
And you're guaranteed to get them if you have the subscription boxes. But some of those, because of time constraints, etc., I may not make more to sell out in the store or online. That has been really well for me. Something that I've done recently has been the self-care surprise boxes.
Really? What's
that?
So
every month we curate a little self-care box, and it's a $30 value for $20. It's $19.99. And so you're getting savings, you're getting self-care, and it's always a surprise. You don't know what you're getting. I put the theme out. The first month I did 30 boxes, and then they sold out like within an hour. Jumped it up to 75, and then I went up to 100. This last month I announced it was the Grinch theme, and we sold out in 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
100 boxes in 4 minutes, and it did the same thing last night. So
that's terrific.
There are so many people that aren't getting it, and I hate that. Last month, I made more, and I said I won't do that again because I had to get everything again, and it was kind of tough.
It kind of snuck up on you, and you're like, ouch.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
But it's been great. And so then there's been people that have been sharing that information, and then other states, they've been ordering, and then also ordering more gifts because they get the product and they like it. And that's been my biggest issue. I always say, if I can just get someone to try my product, they'll be hooked.
That's awesome. Again, Angie Lay from Plume here in Decatur on this Friday Business Spotlight on News Radio 101 FM. Is it too late to shop for the holidays, but you're all good to go?
We still have soap that's coming off the cure racks. They're there today, getting more off the racks and labeling them, getting them ready. We've started working now on getting gift boxes ready for you, so like when you come in you can just see a gift box, yep, that has what I need in it. One of the things that we do for you, if you come in, we can help you come up with what you want. If you have an idea, if you have a dollar amount, we can gather some gifts for you, and then we put everything in a gift box for you.
Oh, that's
free.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it will come wrapped up in a gift box with a bow on it, and all you have to do is gift it.
You know what? Because they really do make a nice gift. Because, you know, so many people struggle looking around trying to find something truly unique.
And you know they're going to use it. And,
exactly.
And they're going to like it. And it's, you know, self-care like we need right now in today's world.
Exactly right. Especially during the stress times of the holiday season.
Right.
But then, you know, but hopefully that'll encourage people to come back. And once they get hooked on the product, they're loyal to the product.
They are. I mean, I've had so many people tell me they've switched from high-end, expensive facial products. They have switched from, you know, used to get everything from Lush, and now they're getting it here, keeping it, you know, small business in town. And
keeping it local, that's right.
Yeah, a lot of my products, like I said, I mean, it's the ingredients that makes the difference.
You know, I always love to say, and because I truly believe it, I mean, strong small businesses are the backbone of our economy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's what makes it work.
Absolutely.
It can be daunting, but I'll tell you what, but if you find a product that is consistent and people enjoy and people come to love, they'll come back. They'll be repeat customers no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, but you also touched on something that I was going to ask about. It sounds like you're shipping out of state a lot. Is that
how did that really get rolling? Well, I started online, and
okay.
So I have not had to do a lot of advertising, like, you know, on some of the other markets. It has been word of mouth has been getting out there, and so when some of these orders come in from out of state, I'm always curious where they find me, because I'm not advertising on other places that, you know, are going to reach maybe Facebook a little bit, whatever, because of a share. But I'm always curious how these people find me. And so I've been shipping out of state for some time, but with the self-care boxes, it's been picking up more and more.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it goes to that thing that, you know, word of mouth is really,
it really
does make a huge difference, especially, you know, with small businesses and specialty products, but because obviously that gets out because the quality is there.
Right,
and that's a testament to what you're doing, because people have found that they are quality products and they will tell somebody else.
Correct. And I so appreciate it. And anytime I say to someone, you know, I appreciate you sharing, I appreciate you telling people, and they're like, oh, we love to, because we love it. You know, I mean, that's usually the response. And so I do. I appreciate all the support. I had a customer come in the other day that she came here from Champaign, and she, before she left, she said, how can I help you further? And I said, go give me a review. Give me a review online, on my website, on Google, on Facebook, wherever.
And tell all your friends in Champaign to make the drive.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, because, you know, it really does make that much of a difference, you know, to every single business, because every single referral, you know, can lead to five more.
Absolutely.
And so I'm so happy to hear that. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it is. My husband and I have been brainstorming on how we can try to scale the business, because that's really what's needed. When we make a batch of bath bombs, it takes us about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And I get nine only out of it.
Oh, wow.
And so those are the kind of things I'm going to focus a little bit more on increasing my online this next year. And every year, every month, I've had growth. And so I need to really figure out how to scale it so that when something big comes along, I can move.
You
on
can
it.
Match the product, the order especially, and make sure you're able to fill the demand on
Correct.
It. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I wish you nothing but the best, because it is truly cool to have such another unique business in the community, and I'm so happy that
things
are going well for you, because, you know, it can be challenging. I mean, were there nights that on occasion you just kind of went, what am I doing?
Yeah, it's the same. You leave a 40-hour work week to work 24/7, basically.
Right, exactly. But you know what?
But guess what? I don't have the health issues that I had anymore either.
Exactly,
I have stress, you know, busy times like this, just because I worry so much about getting orders out to people and product out. But it's so much better.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer, because I know you got work to do. You
got
to get back to the shop. But let folks know where they can find you and how they can find you online as well.
Absolutely. So we're at www.plumebodyshop. That's P-L-U-M-E bodyshop.com. We're on Facebook. We're on all the social. We try to get things out on TikTok, etc., but that's kind of one of the last things that we get to.
Sure.
But you can find our location is over on Route 36, past Sliders, past Casey's, right next to the Willow Nest. So yeah, come see us and we can help you.
Can they give you a call too?
Absolutely. Yep. What's my phone number? Is 217-649-1164.
A very Merry Christmas. Happy holiday season. Best of luck to you. Thanks for
coming
in. Thank
you so
much. It's been a pleasure finding
out
more. Angie Lay, owner of Plume Body Shop. Plume, right here in Decatur.